I wish Michael Jackson could perform on Super Bowl Sunday, but that could be a little awkward.
Too soon?
No.
It'd be like a Weekend at Bernie's kind of deal.
I wish he was alive. I mean, look, if I don't know anybody in the world that wouldn't trade. Well, okay, that's a stupid thing to say. He's got like 28 million Twitter followers. Most of the people I know and spend time around would trade Justin Bieber in a package deal with whatever other artist for Michael Jackson in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I don't know how many artists I would trade to get like John Lennon back or Stevie Ray Vaughan. We should do a bracket on the the artist you most want to bring back from the dead.
That's a great summertime topic right there.
Well, it's like Dennis Leary always says, you know, it's like the wrong people always die.
Yeah.
You know, Stevie Ray Vaughan's dead and we can't get John Bon Jovi on a helicopter. I mean, really? See, I don't agree with that. I like Bon Jovi.
That's
fine.
Terrible.
But I mean, it's like, you know, Yoko's still running around doing whatever the hell she does.
Yeah. And she was there the other night at the Grammys.
And I don't want her to be dead. I'm just saying, John's gone and she's here. How's that fair? I mean, I got Courtney Love running around town and
you're
Kurt Cobain's dead.
The world's a messed up place.
There's no justice in this world, Chris. The wrong people always die.
It's a sad, sad world we live in.
It is. Mm. It's true. Anyway.
Well, let's save that. Put that on the dock for the summertime.
Yes, that'll be fun.
Artists you most likely.
Put that right next to two-hit wonders. We're going to do the two-hit wonder bracket this summer as well. Tommy Smith's eventually going to get down to his one-hit wonder bracket.
The moment that baseball season, Razorback baseball ends... Mark it down that week.
There's no question. Well, basketball season ended last weekend. Let's go to the Stiggy's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. Paul Basir standing by at 10:39. Paul, I'm sorry we're a little behind schedule. We get to yammering and our commercial breaks are too long. People got to quit sponsoring the show. But I appreciate it. I know it's a busy week for you. He is the GM of PredictionMachine.com. He makes a triumphant return in the zone. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me on.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, doing well. Running around Radio Row here, but all good.
Okay, so you are in New York, New Jersey?
I am, yeah.
Okay, so...
New York itself, Manhattan.
Oh, you're in New York. Okay, great. We need to get on Radio Row sometime. So, tell people how this works. We've had John before, but just for the people who don't understand, tell me the logistics of Prediction Machine.
Yeah, our mantra is that we play the game 50,000 times before it's actually played once. That is that we are, in this case, we do six different sports every regular season, postseason game. For football, we are accounting for all interactions of the 22 players on the field on a play-by-play basis, and then we layer in things like weather, home field advantage, if it is relevant, officiating, coaching staff obviously are very important when it comes to this game, and it really allows us to account for everything that could possibly happen and understand the true strengths and weaknesses of each team. Fortunately, we're 9-1 against the number all time in the Super Bowl, 8-1-1 this postseason alone against the number, 8-2 straight up, and 34-9 all time in the NFL playoffs when it comes to against the number. And whatever the spread means to any individual person, at least it's still the best perception of what the public thinks is going to happen. We're beating that 80% of the time.
And you guys are doing a pick 'em contest on your website, is that correct?
We are, yeah, exactly. And we've got about exactly 48 props that the people can pick against and win up to a grand prize of $2,000, and there's a $7,000 prize pool. But anybody who signs up gets at least $10 in credits as well.
That's a good deal. So can you talk to us about who you like or who Prediction Machine likes after 50,000 simulations?
Exactly. So even though 75% of the action's on the other side of this of us right now on Denver itself, to win and to cover at about a 2.5-point spread, so to win by three or more, we actually have Seattle winning the game straight up. 24-21 is our predicted score. 55% of the time Seattle wins. And it's really because they're the most complete team of the two elite teams that are playing. Even though Denver's strengths are obvious, their weaknesses are obvious as well. And I think Seattle can exploit them, particularly with a weak pass defense and secondary for Denver, and a really relatively inefficient run offense for the Denver Broncos. Seattle's got the edge. They win 24-21.
24-21. If you were a betting man, and I'm not going to say that you're not, but do you like the under, or do you like, because by your rationale, the 24-21, I'm not great at math, but that's under the 47.
Yeah.
Do you like the under better, or do you like the pick better?
We like to pick better. 60% of the time we have Seattle covering the spreads. So it's exactly that. So that's a much stronger pick. Only 53% of the time we have the under. Both of those are relatively linked together as well, because there's probably fewer points scored in Seattle victories than there are in the Denver Broncos wins. But we do have a stronger opinion on the side and the money line, because you can get plus value on that than we do on the total.
Paul Basir, GM of PredictionMachine.com, joining us again. You can go to their website, and you can actually win some cash money in a contest that they're putting on right now. I heard a stat last night. I was listening to our station late, and there was, I think it was Freddie Coleman's show. He had a guy on talking about predictions and whatnot. And I think that the number was, and correct me if I'm wrong, that in only five Super Bowls has the line been 3 points or less.
Yep.
And this is one of those years. So this is an extremely close game, at least by the thoughts of those in Vegas.
Exactly. And we only have it as a 55% opinion in about a 2.5-point game. Regardless, we just happen to think the other team is going to win than what the current lines and the public seems to favor. But we don't always see Super Bowls like this. And I would go to an extra step and say that given how dominant these two teams were over the course of the season, the fact that we had them predicted as the most likely Super Bowl participants for every single week of the NFL season up until this point, this is not just the best possible matchup we could see this year. This is one of the best Super Bowls we've ever seen. And I think the 2.5-point spread suggests that it should be a close game, but it's the two clear elite teams and the best teams that we've seen at this position in a long time.
Hey, Paul, what was the record on Super Bowls again, 9-1?
9-1 against the number 7-3 straight up, because there's a couple upsets there. We were on the underdog. We didn't think they'd win.
Which one was the loss in the 9-1?
Yeah, this is painful because I'm actually on a losing streak right now. I started my career at 9-0 and last year lost picking the San Francisco 49ers to cover about a 5-point spread.
Okay.
What I saw here, I was looking through your information that we got. Most important offensive player to a Broncos victory. And it's not Peyton Manning. And this is something I've been talking about all week because I like to find the sort of the tidbit that nobody's focused on.
Sure.
Everybody's talking about Seattle's defense. Can Russell Wilson get it done? Everybody loves Marshawn Lynch. Everybody's talking about Peyton Manning. They like the special teams for Denver. Nobody's talking about this. What is it?
It's balance. They need balance. And it's no Sean Moreno has to help them establish that because the pass defense is so good for Seattle. I don't think you're just going to beat them by throwing the ball a bunch of times and hoping that a couple plays hit. You need to have balance to keep them on their toes, to work play action. And no Sean Moreno is going to have a very good start to this game to give Denver the potentially the lead, but at the very least the perception that they can run the ball. He hasn't been that great this season. He's a good all-around player, but not necessarily an efficient runner. And we think that balance is one of the keys for Denver winning this game. Yeah, balance and extending drive. And to them, building a lead early would certainly help because Seattle's not necessarily built to come back from a big deficit.
Paul, I know you're busy. I appreciate the time. Sorry we're a little late. GM of Prediction
All
Machine,
good.
Paul Basir joining us. Go to PredictionMachine.com, and you, too, can be a winner as well. And, Paul, good luck. I hope you get to 10-1 this year.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. He's always a good guest. Talks very fast, and I'm sure today, especially since he's so stressed out trying to run around and meet all his responsibilities on Radio Row, it's especially so. We definitely need to make a Radio Row trip at some point. David and I have been talking about Baz, and I've been kicking it around the last few years and just never put it together. I really wanted to go when it was in New Orleans. It would have been fun to do the one in Dallas, too, but anyway.
Next year in Phoenix.
Is that it?
I believe so.
That'd be awesome.
Phoenix is a pretty cool town. Great golf out there.
Well, my grandfather winters out there just south of Tucson, so it wouldn't be too far away. That'd be good.
Who?
My grandfather.
Winter?
He winters out there.
Oh. Winter is coming.
Your grandfather's old man winter?
He is older than old man winter, actually. Hanging in there. He's a bad man. 10:45. Here we go. A little Kendrick Lamar with Dr. Dre. Compton.
For your boy.
Dedicate this to my man. Richard Sherman, he's a man.
He's a man.
Speaking of Stanford, did you see Stanford put a scare into Arizona last night? Tried to hang the first loss of the season, speaking of Tucson, on the Arizona Wildcats last night, but could not close the deal. Arizona's filthy.
They are.
When we come back, we're going to take a look at who's in, who's out, predictions, how many teams get in from each conference, including the SEC, who's on the bubble, and who's off the bubble. I bet you can. I can name one that you would probably guess.
I've got an idea.
Starts with A and ends with Arkansas. Peel the plastic off it, you can feel the magic. Still I'm laughing at the critics talking. I can see them gagging when I'm back in the back of my city. Back in the back with a batch and I'm banging Dre beats with me. Look where I'm at, it's the murder cap and I'm